We've been talking about faith. And we've been, last week we were talking about how we need to mix our words with what we what believe. Speaking from what we believe. How are our beliefs formed? They're formed from the knowledge of God's word. Okay? We're not talking about just making a, you know, we're not talking about just being positive or trying to be positive in our lives. It's much more than that. How many know that the word of God is powerful? It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It will go forth and divide asunder what is of what spirit, what is of our soul, and what is of our physical body, our flesh, the joints and marrow of our being. And it is the word of God. When we agree with Him, that's really what faith is. We come into agreement with what God says. How many know right now there's kind of a, many people try to change the word of God to their lifestyle. Amen. Even in the body of Christ. And this is an all, I think it's a good thing that we're seeing people stand up for truth. And we need to take a stand. Amen. Because we're not looking just for revival with miracle signs and wonders. Not just that. But we're believing for also to have love and soundness of mind. Amen. Sound doctrine. Truth that God will bring forth. And how many know when we spend time with Him? The teacher teaches us and makes real to us His word and His truth. Now we come to church and we learn things and we gain information, but how many know we still have to apply it to our life? Amen. You say, well, I know, I learned. I mean, the pastor taught on healing and we haven't taught on that for a while. We will some more, maybe today a little bit. But when we are walking with God, we're talking about how important faith really is and how it affects every area of our life. Because He said, without faith, it's impossible to please God, right? Hebrews 11:6, it is impossible. It is our faith that pleases Him. He that cometh to God must, Hebrews 11:6, believe that God is, number one. Not that He was. Many people believe, oh, God was. He used to do that. No, God is. God is right now. And that's what He said in the first verse, wasn't it? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of what we do not yet see. And we talked about believing for things, but there's how many know there's much more than just believing for things. Mark 9:23 says, all things are possible to him who believes. Mark 9:23. Now this implies he that believeth, right? It implies that the man who believes has already gone to the Word of God to find out what he believes. Because if we're not believing the Word of God, we're not going to have it. Now, God may tell you some things personally. You may have some things in your life that He gives you. But it's going to be in line, at least in line with the Word of God. There may be, He may have called you to do something in the body of Christ. You know, He could call you to be an evangelist. Well, what kind of evangelist are you? Do you know there's different evangelists of the world? Anybody ever heard of, you know, I mean, this is, he's already passed away, but Reinhard Bonnke did a lot of work. A lot of work in Africa and the world. Had large, large crusades. Him, like T.L. Osborne, he also had large crusades. That may be an evangelist that God had called you to be, but do you know? There's also people that are called to be evangelists in the workplace, right where they work. And they're just as much as an evangelist as they are, as Reinhard Bonnke or somebody else that we all know so well. So yeah, but they reached a large crowd. But the Bible says that if we each, and statistics say, if each of us wins somebody and we disciple them and they win somebody and you go with somebody else, it's not going to be very long before the world hears about Jesus, because everyone becomes what? An evangelist. Everyone becomes a witness. Everyone becomes an ambassador for Jesus, and they fulfill what God's calling them to do. Now, everybody has a part. Doesn't mean everybody's going to be out, you know, winning all day long. Amen. But we all have somebody we can reach. I've got a neighbor upstairs. I've been praying for him. Hallelujah. Amen. And then there's the guy down here on my way. I like to stop down there at the gas station. And when he's working, I talk to him. And if he's not working, then somebody else is there. Amen. But that's my station there. And we can share Jesus wherever we go, wherever we are. And be an example, number one, in how we live, right? You know, if we're not an example in how we live and we're just acting just like the world, what's the point? Did Jesus change your heart or not? Amen, he did. And we have to allow that to what lead our life. Our faith has to lead us. So if we can't find something in the Word of God, then we can't really believe for something and receive it. The gift of faith or word, you know, God can give you a gift of faith or a word from heaven. If you hear something from him, a word of wisdom or something that he's brought to you for your life, then you'll have the ability. You can believe for those things. You know, you say, well, it's not exactly, maybe your thing is not exactly in the Bible. It didn't say thou shalt have a new car, but God said, I will meet all your needs. And if you need one, he will meet that. And many times God will meet your wants when we trust him and we ask him and we walk with him. But the whole point is it's for the kingdom. You know, sometimes I think, you know, we think, well, I'd like to have a yacht. Well, that's great. Are you going to go rescue children, you know, what do they call it? Traffic children with your yacht? God's all for it. He's with you. You know, we don't have things just to have. But whatever we do unto the Lord. Now, we can enjoy some things. There's nothing wrong with having things to enjoy. He gave us all things to enjoy. But our focus and our heart has to be to following him and his purpose. And that's the point of our faith. So we are finding scriptures that give us the right to believe what we desire, what we want from him. Amen. If it's not in the Word of God or you don't have it scripturally, then we don't really have a right to believe for it. I remember Brother Hagin used to say, well, he said, well, then I'm going to believe for 10 million oil wells. Well, are you in the oil business? No. You can't find a scripture that God's going to just give you 10 million oil wells. And you can't even really find in the scripture that he's going to make you a billionaire. But he does say, if you'll follow me, you know, if you're faithful and you walk with him, he will prosper you. Amen. He will. He may prosper you big, and that's good. And if that's your call to help finance the gospel, we thank God for you. Amen. The helps ministry in 1 Corinthians 12. But we believe and we find those scriptures. So what we said that faith is when we're fully persuaded, when we are convinced, when it's what we see in the Word of God, and we say yes to that. Faith begins to come, and faith comes. And we know that faith comes. How does faith come? Comes by what we said, hearing by the Word of God. And then last week we talked about speaking faith, that our faith has to be released. And we've mentioned and talked that our faith, we have to continually feed our faith with the Word of God. Well, what do you feed it with? The same scriptures that brought your faith to begin with. You look up the same verses If it's healing, surely he's borne my sicknesses, carried my pains. By his stripes I'm healed. I looked those up. I let my eyes fall on it, the Bible says in Proverbs 4, 20-22. He says, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from our heart. Amen. But we meditate on them. We think about them. And we say them. We release our faith. We feed our faith. And then we have to allow faith, this morning I want to talk here, we have to allow faith to lead us. We need to ask faith. Ask your faith on the inside of you. Not faith the person, but our faith in God. Is that what faith would say, or is that what love would say? See, we talked about having faith. Not just in the Word of God, but also in who God is and knowing Him. And that He was what? Faithful. That He cannot lie. That He is love. And we are to be those things. We have to allow faith to lead our beliefs, our persuasions. And God's never going to force us to obey them. They have to be allowed to be the leader. Our beliefs must lead us. In other words, the Word of God has to be our final say-so. Amen? Hallelujah. Is everybody all right this morning? Who's a little tired? Maybe you didn't get lost your hour, right? Hallelujah. Okay. So what areas are we allowing our faith, our convictions, our beliefs to lead us in? It's like going upstream. And a downstream, on the river, isn't it? It's like going upstream. When it's going downstream, we're paddling upstream. And sometimes right now, especially in this world, how many know? Many people are going just, they get in their little boat and they go downstream. That's easy, isn't it? But we're often paddling upstream. We're going against society and against the things that the enemy wants to bring out. But our faith takes hold together. We take hold together with it and we follow and let it be our guide. Hallelujah. We're tugging between what? Two things. What we believe, what God has said, and our flesh. How many know you have flesh? It's going to fight you. Our flesh fights us, doesn't it? You know, it's easy to do what feels good. That's going downstream, isn't it? And so we have to realize, like Abraham and I, you know, Isaac is born. Romans 4:18, we've looked at that, didn't we? Where he said, against hope, when it doesn't look like it can happen. When you're at the end, that's it, it's over. Abraham, it didn't look good for Abraham and Sarah. Verse 18, who against hope, or contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And being not weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead. But since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb, he didn't consider his own body or her body. He didn't look at what he saw. He began to look at what the Word of God and what God's Word was to him. Abraham, I'm going to make you a father of many nations. Maybe there's a dream that he's given you or something that he has told you. Don't give up on it, but hold fast what God has said. I am a pastor here. I feed people with knowledge and with understanding, and I'm not giving up, and I'm not quitting, and I'm not going to stop. I am a pastor after God's heart, the Bible's Jeremiah said. I'll give you pastors after God's heart. How many are believing with me? Amen. We'll be after God's heart. I'm not here to make money. I'm not here to get rich, but we are here to establish the kingdom of God. And we're moving forward and we are going to see revival. Now, revival doesn't come by accident. When we start talking about revival, every revival of history that we see was birthed with prayer. Every one of them. There hasn't been one that just came. Yes, God, everybody says, well, God's sovereign. Yes, he is. And he has sovereignly chosen to give man authority in the earth and dominion. And he said, I will work with man. Now, and he said, I'm going to move in their behalf. And I will use them. And they will stand with me. And the authority that they give me is what God comes to work in the earth. It's not a natural event to walk by faith. Walking by faith, as we said, it's like going upstream and walking by faith. And by the flesh is when it looks like we're just floating along going downstream. How many know that's easy, isn't it? We could just turn around and usually you just kind of guide your boat, you know, even if it's just a little bit of a current. You could just kind of guide your boat and that's easy. But when we turn around and we head upstream, it's not easy. The wind is in our face and we have to fight and we have to decide. I'm not going to obey my flesh, but I'm going to listen to my spirit. So here Abraham was fighting against his flesh and everything that he saw. And he had to stand. No, I believe God has said. I believe God's word. I'm holding fast to what God has said. When we make that decision, we're not going to stop and we're not quitting. I cannot fail and I will not quit. Then God's word. We place God's word as first place in our life. Does that mean we have no failures in our life? No. There are times things happen. And sometimes we think we were believing. We believe we were believing. And I know we were believing the best we knew how. And yet things didn't turn out the way that we wanted. And it really didn't turn out the way God wanted. That's why we're continuing to pray in the Holy Ghost. That's why we're continuing to sow into the Spirit. Because from the Spirit will come the truth that we need to bring full revival into this earth. It is only by Him and it is only by His power. And when we surrender fully to Him, the world has yet to see what God can do from a man fully surrendered to Him. And that is part of using our faith as well. Hallelujah. You know, and we have to tell our flesh no, don't we? Have you been saying no lately? It's a daily decision, isn't it? We're not walking by faith if we're not saying no to our flesh. Walking by faith, we have to say no. Our flesh is not like, is a lot like darkness. When the light retreats, the darkness comes in. Darkness cannot be forced to leave. If light leaves, darkness will creep in. And if we withdraw from God who is light, darkness can creep in. How many know it's true? Your flesh can overpower you, but it's who we yield ourselves unto. But when we yield to Him, hallelujah. Our flesh can pop up, creep in, if our faith is uncertain. If we're not sure of what we believe, we've got to get back into the Word of God and fortify ourselves in the things that we believe. And how many know we're doing that on Wednesday night, right? How many are reading Mark chapter 16? If you haven't been, get started. It's not too late. We were doing that through February, but if you didn't read it, just get started again. Amen. Maybe read it a couple times a day. Or maybe you want to read it three times a day. Get it in our heart. How many eat a meal more than once a day? You know, sometimes you eat the same. Have you ever had that? You know, you get those leftovers after Thanksgiving and you eat the same thing every day for a while. It won't hurt you at all. But 1 Corinthians 9:27, Paul said, I keep my body under. I keep my body under. Do you know it takes faith to keep your body under? Because you're going to have to believe something other than what it's telling you. You know, we just had the fast Saturday. How many's body said, oh, if you fasted Saturday, right? Fasting and prayer. Sometimes my body tells me, you want to eat. You need to eat. Well, the Bible, and I'm not talking just about Saturday, but even in our own life. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 6, not if you fast, but when you fast. Well, what is fasting? Abstaining from food for spiritual purposes. Abstaining from food for spiritual purposes. That sounds like water only to me. Water only fasting. And I know that Daniel fasted, and I know some people have health issues. You know, you have to work that out with God. I mean, I don't want you to, you know, if you have to take a little something, God knows, you know, to take medications, other things, He understands. But are we going to get serious with God? Are we going to say, Lord, yeah, okay, I'm going to fast one day a week or 2 days a week or maybe more? Are we going to decide? Jesus says, when you fast, not Him, you. He doesn't do it for us, but He will help us if we'll ask for it. Hallelujah. That takes faith. Okay, we have to walk by faith, what, on that daily basis? Are you believing? Maybe you're believing for favor in your job. That takes faith, amen? Faith is not just receiving things, but it's to walk in this life, to crucify the flesh. As Paul said there, 9:27, 1 Corinthians 9:27, I die daily, a daily walk with God. Faith is not a one-time thing, but it's a daily walk. Yes, we confess Jesus as Lord. That was just the beginning, wasn't it? We begin to grow. We begin to learn. We have to mature. And the whole purpose of us looking today at faith is for us to take hold and think about it. Say, Lord, am I using the faith that you have given me to fulfill what you called me to be? A disciple of yours, to be more into the image of Jesus. What are you using your faith, you know, and we talk about that a lot, obtaining things and not to live by what we see or persuade, you know. We have to be persuaded that we are to treat others just like ourselves. How about using our faith? I have to use my faith. We all have to use our faith to love our brothers and sisters, our husband or wife, the way God said. That doesn't mean you're a doormat, because we have to set boundaries. You know, God set boundaries in the Bible. He set boundaries in the earth. How many know Jesus enforced the boundary of the temple? My Father's house will be called a house of prayer, and you have made it a den of thieves. And He cracked the whip, and He said, get out. Sometimes faith has to say no. That doesn't happen here, because God's going to be honored. And then He began to heal the sick. They brought the sick in. He said, this is my house. The house of prayer, the place where people receive help. It wasn't the perfect atmosphere either. Sometimes we wait for the right, it has to be perfect. But I've seen some things happen in some very imperfect atmospheres. Not that we don't like that, you know, when we can move in and we can bring God in and He'll come. Now, don't get me wrong, God came. But sometimes we want that atmosphere first, before we step out in faith and pray for somebody. I know when we had Tom's funeral, they were talking about all kinds of things and how, you know, he'll be remember him, you know, and it was nice. It was very pretty. But we want to remember that he gave his life to Jesus. And, you know, when we begin to focus on him, on God, his presence comes. We have to be persuaded that He's with us. You know, we're going to leave here in a little while today, and we have to remember to be polite in the parking lot, amen? And not yell at her or get on the road and not have what? Road rage. Anybody ever seen that? Maybe that was you one time. And if you haven't had that, well, that's great. I've learned myself to be patient, to try to allow people to drive how they want and not let it affect me. And let me be defensive and let me take myself, you know, and say, hey, I have, you know, They know how to drive. I trust God. Whatever is not of faith, what's not backed by your firm persuasion or your conviction, the Bible says is sin, missing the mark. For example, if you go to work, we work as unto the Lord, the Bible said, not to man. It's relational. And also, we work unto the Lord. Yeah, you don't clock out 15, you know, you don't go home 15 minutes early. You don't get your buddy to clock you out. Or when the boss isn't watching you, you still do your job. You're there. You're available. Amen? We do it as unto the Lord. It's relational. Someone that you know, maybe someone just snubbed you and you don't like that person. We still have to walk in love. How many know that? Faith. It takes faith to walk in love. Galatians chapter 6 says that. Let's go over to Galatians 6 and read that for me. Galatians 6. Faith works. We chev our own load. All right. But faith worketh, how? By love. If we don't have, faith works by love. We're sowing to the Spirit, what? By faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know that it is love that causes our faith to begin to work, to begin to move? Because God is love and He lives in us. It's a relational information thing. How can I walk by faith? Where do we walk in faith? We walk in faith in our home, don't we? We should be slow to anger. Love our enemies or those that are of our family. Repent. Don't be touchy. Love your neighbor. Forgiving. Be helpful. Serve one another, be truthful, set good examples, raise children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. These are all things of faith. Because we believe what God's word said. He said, train up a child and the way he will go. He will not depart from you. He's not going to depart from what we teach them. Why? Because we train them by faith. We're trusting God. We're trusting God for that wisdom. Hallelujah. Doesn't mean everyone's perfect. And just because they didn't do everything just right, do we give up? No, we continue to believe God. We continue to let our faith operate. There are far more areas to advance in faith than just receiving or obtaining something from God. I'm talking about material things, that is. 2 Corinthians 5:7 talks about faith after somebody died. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Let's go there for a minute. Has anybody here ever lost a loved one? I know many of you have. And I know you probably cling to the Word of God. You cling to the truth of the Word. Because it's not easy sometimes. Many people have a hard time. I've had hard times, hard days. You know, sometimes I still, you know, we think of it, and of course it brings tears to our eyes. We miss that person. But we believe. Chapter 5, verse 7, we walk by faith and not by sight. Why? We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be present, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. And we know. If that person knows Jesus, they are present with the Lord. Even though they are absent from us and we miss them. Nevertheless, God said we can be confident. We can know that we're at home in the body. We're not there yet, but they are. And we can have that confidence, that faith. And so I believe I'm present in the body. I'm present. I'm absent from the Lord, and when I die physically, I will be present with the Lord. How many believe you got a glorified body waiting on you? Amen. We can have faith. We can have the confidence to walk with God. I'm walking by faith when I believe I'm going to see my loved one who has passed in the Lord again in heaven. I'm walking by faith. 1 John 3:2-3 talks about purifying ourselves. How many know it takes faith to continue to trust God's word and to trust what we're doing? 1 John 3:2-3. It says, "Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure." In other words, we say no to our flesh. That is faith. God's faith working in us. When we begin to pray in other tongues, we edify ourselves according to Jude 20. And we believe that what we're praying and saying, God is bringing to pass His perfect will in our life. Amen. Until we learn to walk by faith or live by faith, we find it hard to obtain things from the Lord. But when we walk in each area of our life and we continually let Him walk with us, that really is the faith of God. We're believing God when we do our job unto the Lord, period. Amen. Love sets the stage for all areas of our life. If I can't tell my flesh no, if I can't tell my flesh no, am I walking in love to my family? No. I'll find it difficult to receive from the things of God if I can't tell my flesh no. If I can't walk in love toward those around me. Amen. Why do we develop in faith? God says we become fishers to make us like Jesus and to be fishers of men, to follow Jesus. He is going to lead us to the lost. We walk in love. We walk by faith. We give Him thanks. The purpose of these is to put down or say no to the flesh and to walk in the love of God. This is to share our faith really with others. Is when we take our faith and we use our faith to allow ourselves to be transformed more and more into the image of Christ. And that is a process, isn't it? Remembering, hey, we've got to walk in love. You know, it's not that we go out. We're not going out to go witnessing. We're going out to be a light and to allow the witness that we have of who Jesus is to be able to be brought forth, that men may hear, and they will see, and they will know. Amen. Hallelujah. If Jesus would have listened to His flesh, where would we be today? Say no to your flesh and begin to follow our heart. Amen. We can say no to the flesh. You have that ability. Romans chapter 6 says we are servants to whom we what? Obey. Romans 6:14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but we're under grace. What shall we say? Shall we sin because we're not under law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey or servants to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? And it is by faith. And it says, God be thanked that though we were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. In other words, we believed in Christ. We were changed. We have the nature to now walk with Him, to walk in love, to walk by the faith, to give thanks to God, and to allow Him to transform our lives to be like Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. This is a faith walk. Whatever we're doing in every area of our life, to be faith to be transformed, Faith to walk in what? To walk in love. Faith, you know, our faith becomes one of the highest forms of faith is when we are thankful. Amen. The Bible says in the last days it'll be an unthankful generation, but we're going upstream with God. Amen. Sometimes you can stand some places and just say, just smile. You know, thank you goes a long way, doesn't it? It's part of our life, our giving thanks to God. Amen. For all that He has done. Well, I hope you're encouraged this morning a little bit. I don't know if, I know we've been talking about that all along because I've been saying we cannot override, you know, certain experiences and certain things that God gives us, the leadership of our spirit, just by speaking faith. Well, no, you know, especially if God's speaking to you about something. You have a sense on the inside. You know, well, I'll just trust God. He'll take care of it. You know, when you already knew. He said, oh, you know, maybe you left your car somewhere and you said, I'll just leave it open right now. Down on the inside, you should lock the doors. Lord, I thank you for the angels are about it. I'll be right out. And you go in the car and you come back and found out they stole your money, you know, that you had in the glove box. And see, we can't override the leadership of God, but our faith is going to take us into that place of revival with God. How many are believing to move further into Him and to see more of His miracles, more of His signs and wonders? But how many are also going to believe that you're going to walk in greater amount of love, greater amount of peace, more of who He is. It's going to flow through you. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, Father, that we want to walk by faith in every area of our life, in our home, Father, on the job, Father, wherever we are, we want to allow what you have said to govern our life, to say no to the things of the flesh, and to allow our spirit to rise. That, Lord, when we're praying in other tongues, we're trusting you, Lord, regardless of how we feel, that you are transforming us, Father, to be more like Jesus, and that you're going to ultimately teach us, Holy Spirit, as we continue to progress and grow up in you, Lord, because you want us to be like Jesus, to be your fellow workers in the Father's kingdom. We give you praise and we give you glory, Lord, this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.